Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Yeah? Well, I'm glad to be back. Literally, I am finally back home. Long trip back from New York City. It is nice to be back in VA, but I'll get to that later. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I appreciate it. So please keep telling your friends, coworkers, enemies, teachers, professors, I don't know, your electrician, plumber. I appreciate it. The numbers, it's growing, man. I appreciate it. So, man, keep supporting your boy. So, yeah, 2020, I plan on doing some upgrades to the podcast. I need to get a new voice recorder. And I also plan on video recording these as well and throwing them up on my YouTube channel to really step my game up. So please look up, be on the lookout for that. And without further ado, I guess I'll jump right into the pod. For those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And he was recently diagnosed with ADHD combined. And we're dealing with that. So I like to talk about just the different things that are going on in his life. Different milestones, if you will. Yup, there you go. See the light coming on. Oh shit, milestones. And Miles, that's right, comedic genius, killing it. But not everything will be about him having ADHD or us dealing with it. But, you know, it's a thing. I fought it. I didn't believe in it. But here we are, you know. And no big milestone this week other than the fact that he's been taking the medication for a few weeks now. And this is like his first full week. There's no days off. He wasn't sick. And he's doing well. You know, he's getting all his check marks at the end of the day, which, you know, which is what he's been looking for. The check marks just mean he was focused, he was attentive, and he wasn't disruptive. And so far, so good this week. He's really excited about having a quote-unquote perfect week. We always try to tell him, like, you don't need to be perfect. Things happen. It's fine. But he's excited about having a perfect week this week. And I'm really proud of him. Sorry, I had the hiccups. Whew. I'm not crying over here. Jeez. But he's doing fine, man. And, you know, we're still making sure that the medication is safe. You know, we're watching out for the mood swings. We're watching out for the appetite stuff. And none of that seems to be really a factor right now. I mean, sometimes he gets home from school and he's got a shitty attitude, but it's because he's hungry. So he eats and he's fine. But that's for a lot of people. But yeah, I'm happy that he's happy. You know, he likes taking the pill because he was tired of getting in trouble and being antsy and stuff. So he knows that it helps, and he doesn't fight it. He's fine with it, which makes us feel great. So at least for now, we figured out this piece. You know, he's doing fine for now. So that's just another thing that I cannot worry. I don't have to worry about. And for those who know me, anxiety and worry, that's something I do all the time. But I remember beginning this whole journey with him because we knew there was something going on and just being afraid, like, is he autistic? Is this going on? But I remember my wife saying, the doctor saying, my mom saying, you know, my friends that were privy to the information at the time, they go, hey, man, the thing is, whatever it is, you'll deal with it. You'll figure it out. And hearing that before you know what it is, you go, well, it could be anything. It could be the worst news in the world. But here we are, you know, a couple years later. And guess what, Chris? We're figuring it out. You know, people are right. You'll figure it out. I mean, people deal with tragic situations and every day. People deal with adversity every day. You know, not everyone is, you know, fully able-bodied. And, you know, people who are missing limbs or need assistance with wheelchairs and stuff, or just help from a service dog or like a house care worker or whatever, I don't know what you call them, a house a house care worker, whatever it is, whether you need a help from a human, an animal, you know, medical equipment. The thing is, people get it done and they have productive lives. That's what I have to tell myself, you know. I have friends that have disabilities and stuff, and they get up and they work every day. They're teachers, you know, they work in corporate America. They're fine. So it's just like, we'll be okay. I've just been fortunate enough in my life to not have to deal with that or, you know, struggle with that type of adversity. But we all have our own, but people are right, man. We got here. We're here. We're dealing with it, and he's doing okay. And, yeah, so I'm happy for him. And my wife has been great. I can't give it up enough for her, man. And speaking of her, today is her birthday. And I just want to say happy birthday to my wife, man. She's always been there for me. We've been together about 17 years, married for 15, and she's been there for me through like wanting to quit drinking, through all my anxiety, my depression, me just failing miserably to meet standards while I was in the Air Force at times. She was always there to encourage me, to push me. Comedically, she was there for me when I first started. She's never discouraged me. She's always pushed me. And I'll tell you this one real quick. I remember the first time I got to feature for The Weeknd at a club for Brandon T. Jackson. He's an actor. He was in Tropic Thunder, like a few other movies like Percy Jackson. Nice dude. But I was super nervous. Even to this day, after being in for 12 years, I'm always doubting myself. Like, you don't have enough time. You don't have the jokes. You can't fill that time. 40 minutes is too long. I've always done that to myself. And it was even worse in the beginning when I had absolutely no confidence. And so I'm at the, where were we at? Toledo Funny Bone, which is actually in Perrysburg, Ohio, outside of Toledo. But so I go up my first set and I'm supposed to do 25 and I make it about 17 minutes. And that is not good. Now, you're doing comedy. If you get told you're doing 25 minutes, you got to do close to that. 17 ain't going to cut it. Most clubs, they'll give you a 5-minute light, but you don't want to come off at 20 and you're told to do 25. I'll say anything within 2 minutes is fine, you know. Or if you're at 3 minutes, you get a huge laugh. It's like, why not just bring the headliner up and just keep the show moving, you know. But 17 minutes isn't going to cut it. I mean, that's almost 10 minutes short of my time. So I'm freaking out. I'm apologizing to Nadia, who's the manager, who I know very well. And she's been doing this for a long time. She doesn't have time to make me fucking feel good and stroke my ego and tell me everything's going to be great. No, I love Nadia. She's this tiny little Lebanese lady, always dressed to the nines, very authoritative. And she was like, come on, let's go talk in the office. And I'm terrified. It's like high school all over again. Dude, she takes me back in the office. She closed the door and she's got like... She dresses nice. She's always got these bracelets on and, you know, rings. And she was dressing me down. She's pointing at me. She's like, get your shit together. All I hear is her bracelets and her jewelry is just clinking. She's like, get your shit together. I'll fucking fire you, Chris. You know you can do this, but if you're going to give me this shit all weekend, I'll get rid of you. Get your shit together. I'll just bump you down to MC. I'll send you packing. I'll have you pack your shit. And I was terrified. Terrified. And she's like, now get out of here and just figure it out or you're done. And I needed to hear that. I tell my wife. My wife was like, give me a set list. Let's see it. And I showed her the set list. She was like, you skipped this joke. You did this joke wrong. You didn't. What about the callback here? Put this joke here. Do this. Say it like this. Slow down. You'll be fine. Next show went out. Boom. Killed. And I had only really been doing comedy maybe 3 or 4 years at the time. Probably really shouldn't have been featuring, but Brandon T. Jackson liked me for some reason, and he asked me to do it, and I did. And After she talked to me, I had a great weekend. That's the kind of wife I have. Had a great weekend. All right? That's how much she had my back, man. And looking back, when I was a young airman going through radar school, I used to have a notebook. And in this notebook, I had pictures of, like, these models that I thought were, like, super hot back then. And I was like, man, I wish I could get me a girl like this. So I put them in a notebook because the school I was in was pretty hard. A lot of people would get washed back, which means, like, if you failed a test, they would put you in the previous class. Some people were getting washed out. I think if you failed twice, you were done. And I was terrified. I was like, I don't want to get washed back. I don't want to wash out and end up being, you know, a fuels guy. No disrespect to the fuels guys. It's not the job I wanted. And I was just like, I'm using this as motivation. I got through the school and, you know, 5-6 years later, meet her in Phoenix, you know, and here we are 17 years later. I got my woman from the notebook, man. You know, it worked out. I got her. She's got me. We have each other. We got a son. We're doing okay. And I just appreciate her being there for me through all these tough times, through her tough times. I mean, we've been through a lot together, separately, Wood Miles. And she's always just been my rock, man. You know, that's what a lot of military guys are looking for. This, that consistency, that rock, man. And I found mine. And I feel bad for the guys who got it wrong a couple of times. But I got it right. And it's not easy. We've been through a lot. There were times I didn't think we were going to make it, you know, just a few years ago. And she said the same thing, but we worked it out. You know, there's no telling what tomorrow holds, but right now we're doing okay. I know I can improve as a husband and a father and whatnot. But, man, I just want to say happy birthday. I love you. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for putting up with all the shit that Uncle Sam and the military put you through. You know, we would move every 3 to 5 years, and she would just pick up, you know, and just leave her friends, leave a job that she liked, you know, a possible career. And, you know, we weren't always happy about it, but, you know, she was always supportive. She's always been supportive. And every city we've gone to, she's always started all over again. It's been really tough in some places. You know, our back has been against the wall several times, but she's always found something. She always finds a group of friends. They always love her. She's always, like, the one they want to be around. And I'm a very fortunate man. I don't say I'm lucky, because I feel like I deserve my wife. I'm nowhere near perfect, but I think I've done enough to deserve a woman of her caliber, you know. And I'm no saint. I'm not perfect, but I'm glad I have her in my life. And, yeah, it's not perfect. Again, people, we're not perfect. I know. So I see some of the comments. My wife and I are not perfect at all. We have a lot to work on. We appreciate all your support. We're not a goddamn power couple. We're not the Obamas. Even they're not perfect. All right? But I appreciate it. And I appreciate her. I love you, babe. Happy birthday. Yeah. Sorry that was kind of mushy. But I had to say it. It had to be said. It's her birthday. I love her, so. So, yeah, I decided to go to New York, man. And it was a lot of fun. Dude, that city, it never misses an opportunity to kick you in the dick, balls, teeth, tits, clit, whatever you have that's sensitive. New York will fucking violate it. But I love it, man. I get there, I lose my joke book. As soon as I get there, that's never happened to me. I lost everything I had. And I was like, fuck it. This is the trip. It can't get any worse. You know, I lost my joke book. It's gone forever. Fuck it. Whatever. Train is late. I have to cancel one of my first shows. But I had a friend give me a spot at Broadway Comedy Club. I ran over there, did a spot, met some cool people. Did well enough to get asked to come back a couple days later. that was fun. So shout out to my man Aaron Lara for hooking me up with that spot. It's just so much fun. You gotta, like, dude, it's so true. You never know what's gonna happen. I was hanging out at the cellar. I ended up leaving. I run into my man Mark Norman. He's filming some shit for Comedy Central. I end up jumping in the thing. So I don't know if I'm ever gonna be seen on it, but it's just one of those cities, man. You just never know what's gonna happen. Especially as a comic, you just never know what opportunity is gonna pop up for you, you know? And I'm not saying that's an opportunity, but I'm on camera for Comedy Central just by walking around, you know? Cool night. I went around, I walked around Manhattan on Tuesday. It was a lot of fun, but unfortunately it started raining, kind of ruined it for me. But I love that city, man. And look, I'll say this to comics real quick. If you're in the city, that's a decent scene, you're getting stage time, you're making a little bit of money, you know, getting in at the clubs and stuff, you should be thankful for that. Okay, and I get there's sometimes you're going to be upset about things you're not getting, but if you're not working at it, you can't be upset. You go to New York, you see how these people fucking work. Their comedy might not be your cup of tea, but I'm telling you, man, the comics in New York work their fucking ass off. No one is handing anybody any stage time in that city. You really got to put the work in. If you're a comic, you live in whatever city, if you want to appreciate your city, go to New York City for 3 or 4 days. Try to get on last minute. See the type of shows you get on. And you'll be so thankful for the spots you get in your city, man. But getting to hang out at the Cellar is dope. We got to see Michelle Wolf, Keith Robinson, Seton Smith, Gary Goldman. You go to the Stand. And look, the Stand, that is something special. I know they said the old Stand was special too. I only went there once, but I've been to the Stand several times now. And that place is popping, man. Upstairs room is dope. They let lesser known comics book shows there and run shows there. So there's always a bunch of young, excited comics there hanging out. Then you go downstairs, you got the big time pros. I mean, at one point it was me, Norman, Big J, Sam J, Dan Soder, did I already say him? Shane Gillis, Ian Lara, Jeff Dye. I mean, just all these comics that tour. You got Legion of Skanks, you got Louis J. Gomez. It's just a buzz in the air, man. It's just the people who work the club are excited. There's people drinking, there's people laughing, people eating food. Andrew Schultz is there. I mean, that dude, man. That dude will sell out a show in a heartbeat, man. He puts Schultz on the show, it sells out. It's insane. Derek Gaines, it's just Monroe Martin. All the comics that I want to work with and be around, they're all just hanging out at the Stand, hanging out at the Cellar. It's great. Shout out to my man Nick for letting me stay over there, man, at his crib. It's just a hell of a time. I got to run around the city with my buddies. Got my man Ray. My boy Tori. It's just, I fucking love that town, man. I love it. I got to do some cool spots in New York Comedy Club. It's just magic, man. There's just something in the air. It's something in the air. Maybe it's coronavirus, but I don't know what it is, man. But, I went up there to do this. I went up there to record an episode of Joe List's newest podcast about anxiety and dealing with it and all that kind of stuff. It's called Mindful Metal Jacket. It'll be out in 2 weeks. We had a lot of fun. We really get in there. We talk about a lot of personal things when it comes to our anxiety and our our fears and our relationship with our parents and, you know, me dealing with my son and his ADHD and all that kind of stuff, projecting our fears and insecurities onto our kids and family. It was a great time. So 2 weeks, that'll be out. I hope you guys enjoy it. So please make sure you listen to that when it comes out. I'll definitely share it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun just running around the city, doing spots, hanging out, meeting bookers. And also there is something about being in New York and being just thrust to the bottom of the totem pole. You know, like when I go to DC, I've been in DC for quite some time now. I've established myself and I'm pretty much in all the rooms that I want to be in. There's really no room or shows I cannot do. And you definitely get used to that. And you can't get too used to it because you get lazy. And that's why I love New York. You go to New York, you see these shows that you want to get on, shows you clearly could do well on, and you just can't because you can't. And I know that's like, what kind of excuse is that? It's like, exactly, it's New York. It's how shit's done. And it's just something about being put in your place and told, you can't do it. You know, it reignites that fire, you know, because you can get lazy. It reignites that fire like, I got to show these motherfuckers I can be on this show. I want to prove it. That's what it does for me. That's why I like going there. It's like a slap in the face, you know. It's a slap in the face that I want. It's a slap in the face you need, man. I need that shit. I love New York. Thanks to everybody who got me stage time, to everybody that hung out with me. I appreciate it. There's a show. That's a show. I'll see you guys next week. Oh, I'll be in Nashville next weekend, Thursday through Saturday. Thursday, I'm with Josh Blue, emceeing his shows. And then Friday and Saturday, I'm featuring for Mark Norman. So hopefully I'll see you in Nashville. Everyone have a great weekend. There's a show. That's the show. I'm out. Peace. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ChrisAllenComedy, ALAN.